for those who are weighing going into chinuch and are deterred by having to suffer through such gracious, sincere, well-meaning, fictional introductions, you should know that after a while you become totally immune to it. It stops bothering you. Initially, it causes acute discomfort. After a while, it doesn't bother you anymore. One appreciates the graciousness, the sincerity, the warmth, and everything else washes off. Thank you very much. As Gottlieb mentioned, maybe we'll just try a few Ha'oris within the Rambam in Yiras Shamayim, Ahavas Shamayim. Paradoxically, as central and defining as these mitzvahs are, especially when it comes to Yiras Shamayim, there isn't all that much in the Rambam about it. But whatever's there is invaluable. So let's try a little bit. In Sefer Mitzvot, in the Ibn Tibbon, the traditional translation, so the way Ibn Tibbon renders what the Rambam writes, HaMitzvah HaRaviyas Isha Tivanu L'ha'amin Yer'oso Yis'ala. L'ha'amin Yer'oso. So in his more modern translation, Rav Kalfach has a footnote where he says he doesn't know what L'ha'amin Yer'oso, he doesn't know what does that mean? What does that phrase mean? What does it mean, l'ha'amin yira? And Taki, you can't believe fear, right? In Yiddish, there's a saying, it's hot kenvertenisht, which literally means it has no words, which means it doesn't make sense. So what does it mean, l'ha'amin yira? But Elamai, the Yodei Dova point out that Ibn Tibbon, in translating, he translated, his father was a translator, he was a translator, and are responsible for hundreds and hundreds of years our access to Chovos HaLevavos, our access to Sefer Mitzvot, our access to the Maon Avuchim. So for centuries, Klal Yisrael has been indebted to the Ibn Tibbon. So one of the things which makes his translation so reliable is the fact that, again, this is what the Yodei Dova, who can compare the translation to the original, say, is that wherever the Rambam used a certain word, he always translated it with the same word. So you can be medayik in Ibn Tibbon's translation, because one of the most frustrating things in having to learn from translation is that inability to be medayik. And again, it's to a degree, it's insurmountable, but to the degree that it is potentially surmountable, it depends upon being able to do that, which is to always translate always translate the same word in the original. In this case, the Rambam wrote the Sefer Mitzvot in Judeo-Arabic, to always translate that with the same word in Lashon HaKodesh. So clearly what Ibn Tibbon was struggling with is the following, and you don't have to know Judeo-Arabic for this. You can do this. You can check this out for yourself, even without knowing it. Is that the Rambam used the same word in the following three mitzvahs? The mitzvah Rishona in Sefer Mitzvahs, again, which Ibn Tibbon translates Asher Tzivanu L'ha'amin Ho'elokos. The mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The mitzvah of Mitzius Hashem. Let's avoid translating the verb for now, but the verb that the Rambam used here, he uses again in the mitzvah hashniya, hisha tzivanu be'emunas hayichud, shenamin kipol hamitzius v'sibosu harishona echad. So the mitzvahs of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then finally hamitzvah harivia shetzivanu l'ha'amin yirasa. Anyone here not know Judeo-Arabic? No, okay, so therefore you won't know that I'm mispronouncing it. But apparently the word in the Arabic, there are two words for knowledge in Arabic. One is something, feel free to add some guttural accent to it. One is ilm, and the other is Itzakad. And each of these words that Ibn Tibbon is translating as Lahamin is that second verb or noun from the Arabic. So the question is, when we think of these three mitzvahs, so the mitzvah of Anochi and Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so we would translate, we would think that the verb, we would guess that the verb is either to believe or to know. To believe or to know. Neither of which plugs in to Yirah Shamayim means you have Yirah Shamayim, you feel Yirah Shamayim, you, neither of those candidates for what we would, if you had to fill in the blank, right, if you had to fill in the blank and conjecture what the verb is going to be for the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha Metzias Hashem, the mitzvah is either to believe or to know. And for Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the mitzvah is either to believe or to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad V'lo Shnayim V'chulo. But neither of those fits in. So that's what Ibn Tibbon was clearly grappling with. And it's quite clear, and that's why, that was his challenge. So what word is it that captures? And apparently, Ibn Tibbon is using Laha'amin to mean the following. He's not using Laha'amin to believe. Because that's true. Laha'amin Yerasel is hot conversion. It doesn't translate. What Ibn Tibbon is, there's knowledge that a person sort of has in his knowledge base. And then there can be knowledge that is embedded in a person's awareness. There's knowledge which is embedded in a person's consciousness. We're all aware of the fact that 2 plus 2 is 4. I don't know necessarily that we walk around with an active consciousness of the fact that 2 plus 2 is 4. If your mother asks you to bring home 4 quarts of milk and you already have 2 in the shopping cart, then you're going to activate that yidiyah. You're going to pull that yidiyah out of your knowledge bank and you're going to say, if I have 2, all I need is another 2. But lav dafka, that you're walking around with this active consciousness of the fact that 2 plus 2 is 4. What the Rambam is telling us, and Ibn Tibbon's presentation of the mitzvah of Yira also gives us tremendous and crucial insight into the mitzvahs of Anochi and Yichud Hashem and Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So what Ibn Tibbon is telling us, so then the mitzvah of Lahamin Yiraso means that a person should have a constant awareness of Yiras Hashem. And that, again, that understanding is crucial not only for the definition of mitzvah of Yira, but then it spills over to the mitzvahs of Anochi and Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad also. It means that the mitzvah is neither is sufficient belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nor knowledge in the sense of just what I have in my knowledge bank. Neither of those is where the Torah sets the bar, but the bar is Lahamin Elokus. Lahamin Elokus, again, in the sense of that it should be a knowledge which is embedded in one's awareness, which is a constant part of one's consciousness and awareness, and clearly that's the answer. The Soloveitchik used to quote from a Chaim Heller's Sefer Mitzvah. There is much discussion over the fact that in the Yad that the Rambam writes Yisodah Va'amar Chassid of Leida Sheyesha Motzi Rishon. He speaks of the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Lokech in terms of Yediyah. And here he speaks the way it's rendered in terms of Emunah, so is the mitzvah Yediyah, is the mitzvah Emunah. So the Kasav HaShlishi is that what Ibn Tibbon means by Laham and what the Rambam meant by Leida are one and the same. It means when the Rambam said Yediyah, he also meant Yediyah sometimes connotes, it has this, again, this experiential quality to it as well. That the mitzvah is not simply to know, not simply to believe, but it should be something that's embedded in a person's consciousness. And the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem is that it should be ever-present in our consciousness. The same way, when a person is driving, so he has to be consistently and continuously aware. He has to be aware of the cars on his right, he has to be aware of the cars on his left, behind him, in front of him, pedestrians who are crossing, and whatever else he may be thinking about, but he can't be distracted from that. That has to be embedded in his awareness. What the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem challenges us to do is Lahamin Yiraso, the understanding of Lahamin, which plugs into each of these three mitzvahs. Anochi, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad, and Yiras Hashem is a knowledge, an awareness which is knowledge-based, knowledge which becomes embedded within our awareness. The Rambam continues, if you have it in your computer, so by all means, please take a look. Mitzvah Reviyah, Sisha Tzivanu Lahamin Yirasa Yisala Ulhifachet Vimenu, person shouldn't live without a sense of accountability. Person has to live with a sense of accountability, of Dalif Nemiyata Osa Litain Din Vakeshvam. Aval, rather than living again with that sense of lack of responsibility, lack of accountability, Nira Bias Onsho Bachol Ace. Again, the phrase that we're going to stop on for a moment is Nira, you'll excuse my Boston arms, roll the resh please. Nun yud resh aleph, Nira bias omsho b'chol eis. I don't know if there's any indication in the original how the b'chol eis, the modifier of b'chol eis, is supposed to be understood, but it clearly means one thing. The question is, possibly it means two things. It clearly means, as the Sefer Achinuch famously tells us, the Chaya Adam quotes at the beginning of Chaya Adam, and then the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in the beginning in Biur Halacha, in listing the Sheish Mitzvot Tmidiyos. So one of the Sheish Mitzvot Tmidiyos is the mitzvah of the Hashem Elokecha Tirah. So clearly, when the Rambam says B'chol Eis, the Rambam means that the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, it's not just on Shabbos, it's not just at night, it's not just on Pesach, it's a mitzvah to me, it's Noheges 24/7. So clearly, the B'chol Eis modifies the Yira. But Yitochen Ma'od, that the B'chol Eis is really doing double duty here. And the B'chol Eis is also intended to modify Bias Onsho. That the sense of Yiras Onesh, which the Rambam says a person is supposed to have, is that Onesh could happen at any point. Not only that a person is supposed to have a constant awareness of Yiras Onesh, if I do this wrong now, down the road, I'm going to have to answer for that, Rahmanu Litzlan. But Bias Onsho B'chol Eis, a person doesn't know Lo yeda ha'odom es zman pekudasa, that a person doesn't know when that accounting is going to be. Smuchim l'chach, again, whether there's any indication in the original, the idea is certainly true. Given that the idea is certainly true, we'll see in a minute that there's every reason to think that that's part of what the Rambam intended here as well. How do we know that the idea is certainly true? So mention two Marim Makomos. The Rambam in Perusha Mishnayos here in others, in commenting on the mission of Nitai Ha'aveli Omer, Harchek Mishachin Ro, Va'altis Chavir La'Rosh, Va'altis Yash Minaparanos. So the Rambam writes in Merkapach's translation, Va'omash She'im Chotasa Ol Ro'isa Chote, Al Titofes L'Sha'anonus. The Tomar Shahashem Yanish Ba'olim Habodilvad. Don't think, don't be misyaish min aparonos in the sense that it's nothing to worry about in the short term. So in the short term, I don't have to worry. The things are going to remain tranquil, things are going to remain serene. No, im chatas o reisa chote, al titafes l'sha anonus, v'tomar shehashem yanish v'olam haba bilvad. El al tisyash min ha-poronus ato, with an ayin, v'olam hazeh al oso chay. Don't have a sense of invulnerability in olam hazeh. Similarly, the Rambam writes in Perek Vav of Hilchos Tshuva, "Bezman she'odom echad or anshe medina chotem va'osa hachote chet she'osa midaytu v'etzon k'moshe hodanu ra'ui lihiparam imenu." The Hakadosh Baruch Hu yodeya heich yifra. Yesh chet shehadin nosein shenifra'in mimenu al cheto ba'olam hazeh. Skipping a little bit. V'yesh chet shehadin nosein shenifra'in mimenu al olam haba. Okay, so neither of these sources explicitly say mamish b'chol eis in terms of the immediacy, but the pashtus in light of these is that the Rambam really does have a double kavana in that phrase b'chol eis. First of all, it modifies when the mitzvah is noheges, that it's a mitzvah to me this, and second of all, it defines what exactly the content, the tochen of Yiras HaOnesh is. Kelan nichbad v'hanoa hazeh, the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Yisodei HaTorah Halacha Aleph. V'kelan nichbad v'hanoa hazeh mitzvah la'ahavo uliyira mimenu. Shenema v'ahavta eis Hashem alukecho, v'nema eis Hashem alukecho tirach. Since I assume most, if not all of you, don't have it in front of you, just to reread it for a moment. V'kelan nichbad v'hanoa hazeh mitzvah li'ahavo uliyira mimenu. Shenema v'ahavta eis Hashem alukecho. V'nema es Hashem alokecha tira. What's so interesting here is that generally, if you flip pages in the Rambam, the Rambam's style is that he introduces mitzvahs individually. He's not osa mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos. He doesn't package them together. Introduces mitzvah separately. Sometimes he has tzechus gzeila v'aveda, but he deals with gzeila and then he deals with aveda. Whatever reason, it's tzechus gzeila v'aveda. But he deals with mitzvahs individually. And here is something very, very remarkable, that the Rambam introduces the two mitzvahs of Ava and Yira together. Nishima achas. Hakela nichbar v'anor hazeh mitzvah la'ahava uliyira mimenu. What's more, maybe a hint, a clue, perhaps, to why he does that, the significance of that, is let's continue with at least some of the famous halacha beis. V'heichi ha'derech l'ahavosu v'yirosu. V'shoa she'izbonin ha'odim b'maisa v'uguav ha'nifloim ha'gidolim v'yira mehem chochmosu she'in la'erech v'lo keitz miyad hu ohev u'mishabeyach u'mifor u'misay v'tay v'gidol u'leida ha'shem ha'godol k'mo she'omer David tzoma nafshi l'alukim l'kel choy u'kshemechashe v'dvorim ha'elu atzmon miyad hu nirta la'achorov V'yiva v'yefachid v'yodeya shuhu birya tana shfela afela omeid b'das kala ma'uta l'fnei tmin deyos k'mo sh'omer David ki era shomecha v'gomer mo'enosh kisis karenu. Again, just rereading the beginning of the halacha. V'heichia derech liyirasa v'havasa v'shah sheyizbonin ha'adu v'masa v'ubuv ha'nifloim. So, fast forward, miyad hu ohev. Fast forward some more. Kshamachashe b'zvam ha'elo atzman miyad hu nirtal v'achor v'yira v'yafached. I think if we were to have this chus to ask the Rambam, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, why did you package these two together? You don't do that with mitzvahs. So the Rambam would say, Puk Hazi, what the Ribbono Shel Olam did in the world. Ribbono Shel Olam created the world that there's one source, one stimulus, one launching pad, as it were, for Ava and Yira. Heichi Adech HaVasa Yiriyaso, Ukshemachashe B'dvarim Ha'elo Atzman, the same Hizbonnus, the same machshavis spawn Ahava and Yira. But that's a hint. That's not an answer. It's a source. It's not an explanation. So we're going to offer three perspectives. The first two are true, but the one that's really pshat in the Rambam, they're true religiously. They're true in terms of Torah. The one that l'chora is really pshat in the Rambam is number three. Religiously, experientially, a person has to cultivate yira and ahava somewhat in sync with each other. Ahava, as the Rambam tells us in the famous concluding halacha, Hilchos Lulav, is intertwined with simcha, ha-simcha, she-yismach ha-odam, ba-asiyas ha-mitzvos, u-ba-ahava sakel she-tziva behen. Simcha and ahava are intertwined. If a person cultivates yira, but there's no simcha in his life, there's no simcha which is the byproduct of ahava, the avodas Hashem, rachmano litzlan, can be crushing. If a person has yira which isn't balanced, which isn't accompanied by the simcha which is generated by ahava, it can literally lelo guzma, not divrata v'lashon havai, literally lelo guzma, it can break a person. A person has to cultivate these two in tandem. If there's disproportionate yira in a person's life to simcha, it's a very, very unhealthy situation. And he has to work on very quickly getting the simcha component in his life to catch up to the yira component in his life. On the other hand, a sense of simcha without a sense of yira is not real. It's not real. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Akel HaNichbad V'Hanora Hazeh. Part of Avodas Hashem is dancing and singing. There are some beautiful lines in the Kuzari about dancing. It has its place. It has its place. Sukkot is a day of simcha yisera. But the sukkah is also yom nerah. It's also yumei emor v'fachad v'yira. It's not real. And avodas Hashem, which doesn't have yira, which is all simcha and no yira, there's no sitter, there's no trembling. That's not real. So Ava and Yira, they have to go together. Ava and Mitzvah, again, they go together just to be consistent, because a person, an Eved, does everything the Master tells him. Not because there's this direct, organic link that we're talking about between Yira and Ava. So Rambam doesn't mention Tefillah and Birkas HaMazon. He doesn't mention Tefillah and Achilas Matzah. He doesn't introduce them together. They're separate Mitzvahs. These two have to operate in tandem. Again, it's MS and difficult, if not impossible, to exaggerate the importance of that yisod or those things. Closer to probably what the Rambam has in mind here, let's say imagine that you have a father and son, parent and child, and as there should be, there's tremendous love and closeness between them. Nafsho k'shura b'nafsho. So much so, I mean, with our close friends, we're not formal, right? We don't call our close friends Mr. So-and-so, Dr. So-and-so, Rabbi So-and-so. You call your close friends by your first name. Shai. So you're going to feel so close to your father that you're not going to call him Yanko. It's a term of endearment. You have such love and you feel such a sense of intimacy. So when you see your father, oh, Shalom Aleichem, Yanko, good night, Yanko, I love you, Yanko. So, obviously, that's wrong. It's not even nitam mechila. A father can't ha'av shemachal kvod is kvod ha'mochol, but this isn't just kovod. This is not nitam mechila. Yes, your parents and children should be very close and there should be bonds of love. But the love that exists between them is the love between parents and children. It's not the love that exists between siblings. It's not the love that exists between friends. And the love is not supposed to eclipse the fact that Yaakov is the father and Reuven is the son. There has to be an element of Yira to avoid distorting that relationship. Me'idach Gisa, if a person only has Yira for his parents, only has Mora, Ish Ima V'Oda Tiro, then there isn't any love. So that's also a distortion of the relationship. For the relationship to be true, both have to be present. They have to work in tandem. That gets close, very close, to what L'chora, the Rambam, most directly and primarily means. There is a remarkable Malbim. Take a look in Parshas Vaschanan. The Malbim comments a few psukim before Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad. I apologize, I don't remember the pasuk. The Torah has the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. You have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then of course Va'ahavta. So the Malbim, by way of saying pshat, has the following. The Malbim was he Malbim knew everything. Malbim knew everything. So the Malbim makes the following observation. He says, amongst the ancient religions, he says, you will not find a religion, you will not find a deity within a religion where they had both a mitzvah of loving the deity as well as fearing the deity. Some religions or some deities within polytheistic religions had Ava and some had Yira, but he says you will not find, take his word for it, and I'll know everything, you will not find any religion that had both Ava and Yira. That you find in the Torah. Why is it? Because no religion could, what engenders Yira, a tornado, a hurricane, those manifestations of Hashem's awesomeness in the world, that's what generates Yira. What generates Ahava is the tremendous overflow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tov and Chesed in the world. Ancient religions couldn't associate both of those human experiences with one God. What makes it possible to have both Yira and Ahava is the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. The belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, we don't disassociate HaKadosh Baruch Hu from what we experience as Ra in the world. We don't disassociate HaKadosh Baruch Hu from it. The pasuk that we paraphrase in the beginning of Birkas Kriyas Shema every morning, so Yotzeur, Uvarech Oshech, Osa Shalom, Uvarech Sakol, so if you look at the pasuk in Yeshayahu, the Gemara in Berachos quotes the pasuk, so it doesn't say Uvarech Sakol, it says Uvarech Ra. So why don't we say it? Because there's a different standard in Tefillah for even than for Kisvei HaKodesh, because Lishna Ma'al Yanakat. We don't disassociate HaKadosh Baruch Hu with what we experience as Ra. Yichud Hashem says that despite the bifurcation on the human level, between Tov and Ra, despite the fact that we experience things differently. There are things that we experience by making HaTovah HaMeitiv on Besoros Tovos, and Rachmanu Litzlan, there are things that we experience as Besoros Ra'os, and Rachmanu Litzlan make a Dayan HaEmes on. But it's Hashem Echad. It all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem is the Kosev HaShlishi, which makes possible having both the mitzvah of Ahava and Yira. Hear it, Rabbi. It's a very, very important yisod. There is a knee-jerk reaction. There is a knee-jerk religious reaction that is very common to disassociate HaKadosh Baruch Hu from what we perceive as Ra. But that's not what we believe. It's not what we believe at all. What we do believe is that it's Ra in terms of on the human level. It's Ra in terms of the human agents who perpetrate it out of their evil. But in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a different cheshbon, there's a different perspective, and that's why, and on his level, it's not Rachmanu Litzlan Ra, from his perspective. And we don't disassociate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way, K'shem Chayiv Odom L'Varech Al Ra, K'shem Shem L'Varech Al HaTova. So Yichud Hashem is what makes possible. This is the Yisod that the Malbim teaches. Yichud Hashem is what makes possible having both the mitzvah of Ahava and Yira. Think about that Malbim a little bit, Rav Osai, and what that suggests is that if in one's approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's only Yira, or a person is striving only for Ahava, I don't mean this literally in another sense, but in a certain sense, that compromises Yichud Hashem. In a certain sense, for a person to fully implement his belief in Yichud Hashem, when the Ram said, "Akel hanichbad v'hanora hazeh," what is hazeh referring back to? Right, this, right? The translation is this, right? This honored and awesome God, mitzvah avil yiro. So hazeh, what do you mean this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whom the Rambam introduced us to in Perek Aleph. What did the Rambam tell us in Perek Aleph? He taught us, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and he told us, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. HaKel HaNichba V'Anor HaZeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Mamsi Kol Nimsa. The entire Bria is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly wills it to continue existing. HaKel Yichud Hashem demands that our approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu be this twin approach of Ahava and Yira. And in a certain sense, not attaching labels of kfir or anything like that, not on that level or in that sense, Rachman Al-San, but in a certain sense, to be true to the belief of Yichud Hashem, to implement, to apply Yichud Hashem, to live in a way that's consistent with Yichud Hashem, means that these two mitzvahs have to be present in tandem. They have to be present together, la'ahava u'liyira mimenu. Tignish Ishsocho, Kibam Shimon Atzadeku, Yomel Tiuka Vodam Shamshin Sarav, Almanas Lakavu Pras, Ella Havuka Vodam Hamshamshin Sarav, Almanas Shalola Kavu Pras, Vihi Mur Shamayim Alecha. Oma Hachosid Hazeh, Atem Al Tavdu as Hashem, Almanas Shiyetiv Lachem Viasa Chesed. Don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the end goal that he should bestow good upon you, bestow kindness upon you, Because then what emerges is that really your ultimate purpose is not avodas Hashem, but your ultimate purpose is the reward. Do it altruistically. As the Rambam explained in Hakdama to Perek Chelek, the Rishonim, amongst the Rishonim, there were two different orders of the last two prakim of Elohim and Asmachin and Perek Chelek, which is the 10th, which is the 11th. So the Rambam had Perek Chelek as the 10th. The imzos lo pitaram min hayira. Even with this exhortation to Avas Hashem, he doesn't exempt them from Yira. L'fichach ama im hayostem ovde me'ah v'alta nichos hayira legamei v'hi mor shamayim aleichem. L'fisha gam batorek for nema hatzivoy al hayira shenema es Hashem alokecha tira v'omil chachomim avod me'ah v'avod me'yira. Good. So far, all good. Now here comes the cryptic part. V'omil, here's a question, what the Rambam is quoting here. The Farshim have different opinions, what the Rambam is quoting here. It's not self-evident what he's quoting. Va'omru ha'ohev lo yazniach es hatzivoy v'hayore lo yavo al ha'azhara. A person who is ohev will not neglect the mitzvah's essay. A person who is yare will not neglect the mitzvah's los essay. V'harei li'yira tafkid gadol b'mitzvos lo ta'asei u'bifrat ha'mitzvos ha'shemiyos, and especially chukim. So the Rambam tells us that ahava will lead a person to be mekayim mitzvos ta'asei, yira mitzvos lo ta'asei. Ramban famously has a similar comment. You'll recall from the Rambam and Aseres HaDibros. But the question is, well, is that really true? Let's say your parents want to take a nap Shabbos afternoon. So they tell you, I'm a little tired, a little bit of a headache, whatever, I'd like to take a nap, so do me a favor, please keep it quiet. Just follow the Kumzitz till Shalosh. And so love won't ensure compliance with that request. My father, whom I love, told me that he objects to this, that this will disturb him, so I'm not going to do it. Only if I'm scared of what he's going to do to me, if I make a ruckus, only then am I going to comply. That will also get me to comply. That will keep me in line also, and we need that discipline. We need that discipline. But Ahava won't? What's this disconnect between Ahava and Mitzvahs Lo Ta'aseh in the Rambam? Again, whether it's in Chazal is not clear. Rav Kapa thinks the Rambam is quoting an Arabic saying. The more recent translation thinks that no, maybe it is a Chazal. Whatever. Whomever, it's a Rambam. Whatever it was before, it's nothing less than a Rambam. But why is there a disconnect between Ahava and Mitzvahs Lo Ta'aseh? No, it doesn't resonate with us. So let's reread. The Rambam's description of Ahava. Heichi ha'derech la'avosu, or the initial stages. Heichi ha'derech la'avosu v'yirosu. V'shoshi yizbonin ha'odim b'mashu v'buv ha'nechlom ha'gedolim. When a person reflects on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handiwork, his creation, how wondrous, how great it is. V'yirim mehem chachmosu she'en la'erech v'lokeit. And he sees the inestimable and infinite chachma. So let's hold off on translating the word Ahava. I don't know, is this a description of love? Does Ahava have any other meanings other than the, it's, I guess, the one that we usually associate with love? Let's say in Novi, so Amnon is described as being Ohev Es Toma. So I don't think we would translate that as love. I think we would translate, and the whole story, we would translate that as lust, as being obsessed. We wouldn't dignify that by describing it as love. When the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Yuma in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva to illustrate Tshuva Gemura, he says, "Ezoi Tshuva Gemura, Zeshu Voli Yadu Dava Sh'Avar Bo, Ve'efshu B'Yadu Lasos, U'Pirish V'lo Osam Et Me'et Tshuva, Lo Mi'Yira V'lo Mi'Kishlan Koach." What would be a display of Tshuva Gemura if a person finds himself basically ba'oso zman or ba'oso makom and has the same yetzer hara? The first time he succumbed, the second time because of Tshuva he doesn't, so that's a display of Tshuva Gemura. Now the Rambam gives us an example. Listen to the example. Keset, harishabo alisha ba'avera, ula'ach zman yisyachid ima. Listen to the next phrase, Rabbi Osei. V'hu omeid ba'ahavaso bo, u'v'koach gufo u'v'mezina she'ovah bo, u'pirish lo'ovah zel bel tshuva gemura. So he was chote with a woman, he has, at the same stage of life, he has a second opportunity to do so, and he doesn't. And he doesn't do some mitnei tshuva, so that is a display of tshuva gemura. I'm not sure whether ahava translates here as love either. It was an illicit relationship here. Whichever aveira it was in the minyan tayag, it was one or more than one of them. Rachman was planned. I don't think we would call that we wouldn't call that love. Ahava also can mean, so now again, obviously in these contexts, you know, obviously, lust is something with very negative connotations and very negative meaning. And usually the way we use the word obsession is also with negative connotation. But what Avos Hashem seems to mean for the Rambam is that a person is just so enthralled by, captivated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it just totally dominates him. The desire to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person is so enthralled, so captivated, that's what Ahava means. Now, if you think about it, that doesn't translate into Dikduk B'mitzvus La'asaseh. A mitzvah's essay, so a person will see that as advancing what he wants to do. A mitzvah's essay, he'll see as, oh, okay, I see how a mitzvah's essay is going to get me closer. And that's what I want. I'm the Ohev Hashem, he's so enthralled, so captivated, so fascinated, so in a positive sense of the word, obsessed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, with leaving aside its negative connotations, in a positive sense, so completely captivated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Masha Enke and Mitzvah Losa, I don't see how that's getting me closer. That's what the Rambam says, and Ohev lo, what was the Lashon? Ohev lo yazniach es hatzivoy, v'hayore lo yaval azhara. You could do this, compare and contrast with many of the other Chachmei HaMasor, but one, if you take a look, for instance, in the Hagdama to Mesilas Yesharim, anyone have that in their computer? You have it in your computer? Where he talks about the pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Ma'ata Moshe Mekecha Shomi Imach. So he quotes La'ahava and says what Ahava means.
No, stop it.
I get your question. I have to go. I have to go back.
For Ahava, Shiyi and Nikva, this is Ramchal in Hagdam and Sir Sushan. For Ahava, Shiyi and Nikva, the lay for Odom, Ahava, Elav Yizbarach, Achet Kisore Nafsho, Lassos Nachasuach Lufonov. Kemosha Libo, Miss Ore, Lassos Nachasuach Lore Vulimo. The Yitzaerim Chotzer Zen Mitzido, Ome Acherim, the Yikane Alze. The Yismach Simcha Rabba, the Asoso Dovamize. One more time. For Ahava, Shiya Nikva Belev, for Odom Ahava Elav Yizbarach, Achet Tisora Nafsha Lassos Nachasuach Lufonov. What does Ahava mean? That a person is looking not just to do what he's obligated to do, but to do anything which Kaviyocho. Which Kaviyocho will bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nachas Ruach. The same way, a person, a child who loves his parents, is not just looking to do what he's obligated to do, but anything that would be pleasing to his parents. Ramchal apparently translates Ahava as love, the way we generally assume. For the Rambam, it has more the sense, again, of being captivated by, enthralled by, to the point that it just so completely dominates a person. Maybe just to conclude with one or two just final ha'oros, that there is something seemingly incongruous in maybe just one more ha'oros. So incentive to say two good things. This is it, and then I'm going to stop. In Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah again, so the Rambam has two halachas here. Halacha Aleph, we read, Akel HaNichbad V'Anor HaZeh Mitzvah La'avu L'Yirim Mimenu Shenem V'Havtas Hashem L'Kecha V'Nem Es Hashem L'Kecha Tira. Fine. There are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Avos Hashem and a mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. Good. Halacha Beis. Heichi Yaderach La'avasa V'Yirasa B'Shar Sheyizboni Na'odam V'Maisa V'Buav HaNiflom HaGedolim V'Yirim Mehem Chochmosa She'en La'erech V'Lokeitz. מיד הוא אוהב ומשבח ומפואר מסוות חי וגדול ולידע השם הגודל. כמו שאומר דוד, צומר נפשי לאלוקים לכל חוי. וכשמחשב בדברים האלו עצמן מיד הוא נרתע לאחוריו ויורא ויפחד ויודע שהוא בירי קטן השפלה אפלה עומד ודעס קל למעוט אלפני תמם דיוס. כמו שאומר דוד כי ערש שמחה מה אנש כיסס קרנו. So the Rambam tells us of a mitzvah of Av and Yira, and then he tells us the derech la'avos of Yirasa. What's missing? Moshe l'madav adomer. Let's say I tell you there's a mitzvah of tefillin, and I give you directions to the closest Sfarim store or Judaica store, which has a sofa where they sell tefillin. The Rambam doesn't tell us any halachas of the mitzvah here. He tells us that there are two such mitzvahs. If you're going to tell me the mitzvah, so now tell me, don't just tell me the derech la'avos. If there's a mitzvah tefillin, don't just give me directions to the bookstore where I can buy the tefillin. Tell me to put it on the kibbutz, tell me to put it b'nei necha. Tell me the halachas. Okay, the Rambam does revisit it, of course, in Perek Yud of Hilchos Teshuva, but it's so strange and so incongruous to introduce the mitzvahs and then not tell me the dinim of the mitzvahs. So Elamai, you're all familiar with the structure of the Sefer Chinuch's presentation of every mitzvah and how he concludes every mitzvah by telling us when a person will be considered guilty, Rachman Latzlan, of having either been mevatel the essay or over on the lost essay. So the Sefer Chinuch will tell us there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the night of the 15th, and then he'll tell us at the conclusion that Mishalo Achal Matzah, the Belel Tezav Nisan, there is a detail mitzvah zesa, right? So it's always Dova V'Hipucha, right? The mitzvah is to eat matzah, so the Chinuch tells at the end that what it means to have been mevatel this mitzvah. And logically, it's always if the mitzvah is X, so then the bittel or the aveira is not X. Fine. So what's the mitzvah of Avos Hashem? Shenitzavinu lev osamokum baruch hu. Good. Ve'over al zeh, v'noheges b'chol mokum b'chol zman v'zachor v'nekevus. Now listen very carefully to this one I'm about to say. Ve'over al zeh, v'koveya machshevosov b'inyonim hagashmiyim ubahavle ha'olam shelo l'shem shemayim v'ak l'hisanig v'hem levad o l'hasi kvod ha'olam hazeh ha'kozev Lahagdil Shmo, Lo Lakavana Lahitiv Latovim Lhazi Gide Yishan, Bital Essayzev, Om Shogodal, Nachamo. Over al Zev, Vakovea Makshivosov Binyanim Hagashmiyim, Ubahavle Ha'olam Shalola Shem Shemaim, Vakli His Anigbahem Levad, O Lahasi Kvoda Olam Hazeh, Bital Essayzev, Om Shogodal. So, what do you say about that Sefer Chinuch Arvasa? What's so different about it? What's the important hagzara that he gives us? What should he have said? If the mitzvah is to lay in Kriya Shema, so when is the person guilty of having been mevatel Kriya Shema? He didn't lay in Kriya Shema. If the mitzvah is to take a lulav, so when is the person guilty of not having been mekayim the mitzvah? He didn't take the lulav. If the mitzvah is to eat matzah leil Pesach, when is the person guilty of having been mevatel the mitzvah? If he didn't eat matzah Lel Pesach. If the mitzvah is to be Oivis Hashem, so shouldn't it follow logically when is a person, Rachman Aslan, guilty of not being Kayim Mitzvah if he's not Oivis Hashem? That's not what it says in the Sefer Chinuch. Sefer Chinuch says if a person is not pursuing Avos Hashem, he's guilty of being Mevatel the Mitzvah. The fact that a person isn't Oivis Hashem, that doesn't mean that he hasn't been, that he's being Mevatel the Mitzvah. No, here the process is gufa part of the mitzvah. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. When you go to the Sfarim store, to the Judaica store, to buy your tefillin, that's hechsher mitzvah. Okay, it's a whole lefazah mitzvah. It's not inconsequential, but that's not the kiyama mitzvah. It's hechsher mitzvah. When you go to buy your dalad minim before sukkah, that's hechsher mitzvah. The derech la'avosu v'yirosu, that's not hechsher mitzvah. It is the dinei ha-mitzvah. The pursuit, the attempt to develop and to cultivate Yeras Hashem and Avas Hashem. No, that gufa is part of the mitzvah. That's why the Sefer HaChinuch can't say and doesn't say that Misha Eino Oivis Hashem Hareza Bitel HaMitzvah. No, if a person is content, a person is tailgating his whole life. He spends his whole life tailgating. He spends his whole life just figuring out how to make more money, not because he's interested in giving tzedakah or for any avodas Hashem dikah purpose. No, because he's interested in being rich, and he's interested in buying a big fancy house and big fancy cars, and there is nothing beyond that. That person is mevatel the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. He's not pursuing it. He's not trying. He's not aspiring to it. If a person is aspiring to it, a person is taking steps, maybe at this point in his life, they're baby steps. Maybe that's all he's ready for. But a person, this is halach. It's not musul, which is moving one word or ayod beyond the halacha. A person is on the path. A person is taking whatever steps he's capable of taking at this point. He's not guilty, Rachman Atzlan, of having been mevatel the mitzvah. In Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, we ask, how does the Rambam tell us the mitzvah, present the mitzvah, and then walk away without telling us the halachas? The answer is Eina Chanami. He doesn't tell us all the halachas. For whatever reason, he says part of it for Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva. We don't have time for that now. But he does, because the Derech La'avasa V'yirasa is an intrinsic part of the Kiyama mitzvah. The mitzvah here includes the process, the pursuit of those goals.